Dictation for Linda Lauer, L-A-U-E-R, March 646, addresses a letter to Amanda Barton, B-A-R-T-O-N-N-P, 231-825-0161. Dear Mrs. Barton, a follow-up for Mrs. Lauer, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidneys. Last visit September last year. We offered her an in-person visit. She opted for a phone visit. She was in the hospital last year, Thanksgiving, in relation to atrial fibrillation. She denies heart attack, stroke, or bleeding. Did require cardioversion. Medications were adjusted briefly on rehabilitation. Right now, visiting nurses completed evaluation. Weight, appetite stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no urinary symptoms, some degree of edema up to the ankles, probably from new medication, Norvasc. No claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes, denies unsteadiness or falling episode, a stable dyspnea but no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, a minor dry cough, no gross orthopnea, no PND, review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review, new blood pressure Norvasc, otherwise metoprolol, HCTC potassium, anticoagulated with Xarelto, diabetes cholesterol management. Next paragraph, has not been able to check blood pressure at home, but she says in the office, last time was running low in the lower hundreds. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, creatinine 1.1, which is stable, normal electrolyte, acid base, normal calcium, albumin, liver function test not elevated, GFR 48 is stage 3. She sounds alert, orientation 3, very pleasant. Able to speak in full sentences without expressive aphasia or respiratory distress. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, stable over time, without evidence of progression and not symptomatic. Next number, blood pressure needs to be checked at home before we adjust medication. Next number, bilateral small kidneys without obstruction. Next number, present potassium well replaced on diuretics. Next number, atrial fibrillation anticoagulated. Next paragraph, mild anemia in the past without external bleeding, watch for that, giving anticoagulation. Next number, edema lower extremities, which likely represents the effect of amlodipine. Consider changing that medication altogether. She could increase HCTC or metoprolol. And of course, she understands the importance of salt restriction, that she is doing already doing it. And overall fluid intake, she says that is not excessive. All questions answered, end of dictation.